Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with State Representative John Thorpe of Knoxville about the latest in the Iowa legislature.
A major bill that was recently passed by the House and eventually signed into law by Governor Reynolds regarding some changes to the voting laws. I know that brought up a lot of controversy. What are your thoughts on this bill, the reasons it was passed by the House and ultimately signed into law?
Sure. There are a lot of, we received a ton of emails on both sides of that issue, but there are a large number of people who were very concerned about voter integrity, voter suppression, or versus voter suppression, that type of thing. Anyway, the voter security factor is one that we took a look at. There was an original bill written. I felt it went a little too far. I held my support back for that bill until there was a 10-page amendment that I would say loosened or at least made, I thought, a little bit more reasonable some of the changes that the proponents of the bill were wanting to make. At the end of the day, as I mentioned, some people are saying it's voter suppression, some people are saying it's voter security. I really, when you dig into this bill, I didn't think. Again, the original bill I wasn't super excited about, but after the amendment was added, I really don't think it's a terrible set of rules. In fact, it models itself after some states around us. So it's really not as draconian as I think some people might have you believe.
Some other measures that are being discussed right now, something that you're calling a child care off-ramp. Explain what that is and what's going on with that.
Okay, well, there are different ways that people who are struggling can receive some assistance for child care, which I think is good. Unfortunately, the way it's set up right now, if somebody, let's say, is receiving some of that assistance and they're doing well at work, or they're offered a different job, or just even if their regular job is going to offer maybe overtime or something of that sort, if their income gets to a certain level, it's just an instant shutoff of the child care assistance. And several of us felt that that's really holding people back from improving themselves. So what this would do, we're calling it an on or off ramp. Meaning that essentially it's a slow tapering off. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but if you receive some of that assistance and all of a sudden you're going into an income bracket, income level that where you would lose that, this at least will try to balance that out. So you will still be able to receive the help that you need while you're trying to improve your station.
Well, and the legislature, I understand, just wrapped up with Funnel Week. Explain what the process is there and kind of, you know, what all goes on.
Sure. You know, it's been called Funnel Week forever. There are two, actually, but this was the first Funnel Week. I really think they should call it the Filter Week, because a funnel, I just don't think really captures what we do. But basically, it's almost a filter. You just, at that point, if a bill has not made it through one chamber's committee, a committee of, you know, whatever the committee is, transportation or human services, if a bill hasn't made it through that level, it's a shelved, basically. It can be resurrected in the next year of the General Assembly. But at least for the first year, it gives us a realistic amount of work to do. Any one legislator can file pretty much any type of bill they want to. So in the first couple of weeks of session, that's when hundreds and hundreds of bills come out, and that's just not a realistic number of bills to vet out. So I guess I'm giving you the long answer here, but essentially it's more or less a filter, and the decision is what remains after that filter. Those are the things that we're going to continue working on.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the things that are being discussed on your committees right now. You, of course, serve on several of them. What are some of the major points that people should know about here that you're discussing in the committee meetings?
Well, sure. We're still working on a better hands-free bill for people that are driving, shouldn't probably be sending text messages and that type of thing. I know that's a bill that... You know, I wouldn't say it's extremely popular. A lot of people don't want to see that law become more restricted, but I can tell you there are a lot of families out there who, you know, who have lost somebody or who've had somebody injured in an accident, and they certainly don't feel that it's too restrictive. And in fact, I've told people, you know, it's a little hard to keep statistics on how many accidents are caused by somebody being distracted by looking at a cell phone or an iPad or whatever. But I firmly believe more people are dying now and being seriously injured in accidents because of being distracted while driving versus, say, drunk driving. I think drunk driving used to, I mean, it still kills too many, don't misunderstand me, but I do think this is becoming, this is the new drunk driving problem, if you will.
Is that transportation or is that public safety? I mean, it's kind of both, right? Like,
yes, this one is actually in transportation, and that, you know, and that's a good point. Sometimes when a bill is written, there are many times it could go to several different committees, just depending on the nature of it. So yeah, in this case, that one's going to transportation, which does tend to handle most, I would say, you know, traffic law, that type of thing.
Anything else with the committees that you want to touch on, or anything else coming up big in the legislature that folks should know about?
One thing that, and this is one of those ones, that, this is one of those bills that I think is, it won't affect a ton of people, but those that it will affect, it'll make a huge difference. If anybody is affected by it, they'll understand the phrase I use, adult changing stations. The Department of Transportation doesn't have, at least in Iowa, doesn't have very many adult changing stations, at rest areas in Iowa. Other states have started putting these in, and I think we're going to get some movement on that. And, from the folks that I have spoken to who either have to use them or can't use them because they're not in existence in Iowa, these things are a godsend. It really can improve people's traveling and improve the quality of life in that aspect.
Anything else you want to share with your constituents before we wrap up here?
Just that I, as I said, I mean, I'm happy to have survived funnel week. The first funnel is a blur, but as long as you come out of it alive on the other side, I think you've probably been successful. So
yep.
I just let folks know that the worst week I think is done, except for the last week.
And before we wrap up, if you could just let folks know how they're able to get in touch with you if they want to talk to you about something, you know, going on at the State House.
Sure, there are several ways, just like anybody else, email, cell phone. Even snail mail is fine, but if you just on Google, just enter in Iowa Legislature, and it's a pretty easy website to navigate once you get the handle of it. But my information is all on there. You can just with one click open up my email address or grab my cell phone number and just get a hold of me there.
Thanks to State Representative John Thorpe for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.